Yes, Governor.
Thank you. Ready, sir?
Yes, Governor.
Mr. President, I'm sorry to inconvenience you, believe me.
That's all right. I'm glad to hear you.
I know you are. Mr. President, I'm in the midst of a reapportionment redistricting problem in Connecticut. And the House this afternoon, our Republicans broke right in two. It looks like we'll have a complete victory. Mr. President, what I need is from you, I'd like to have John Bailey. I need him very badly for about 4 or 5 days. I talked to him this morning, and he said, of course, after what you did for him, his first obligation, and he's correct, is with you and for you.
Wait a minute, let me see what I can do. We'll send him up there 3 or 4 days. When do you want him to come?
That'd be wonderful. If I could have him, he came up this morning, Mr. President, and the battle in the House is over the Goldwater. In other words, the anti-Goldwater people have now left the regular Republican Party, and it looks like we're going to be able to sweep through here with the plan. Now, I need him in the Senate. He's the only one that can pull the Senate through for me with my own people, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I'll do it, but it's and his first allegiance is to you, and I asked him if he'd mind if I called
him. Can you keep him rest of the week and do it?
I would think it would darn near do it, Mr. President.
All right, go ahead and do it.
Thank you very kindly.
Fine.
Very grateful to you.
Bye.
Why,